we're in the studio here, and we figured we'd just spend a few minutes with Mr. Ashton. Don't sell without the intel.
Yep. Let's boo this, as they say in Minnesota. No, more branding from Caribou.
That Caribou. Well, he's got a slight Nashville accent.
Just I am from the deep south. I'm just here visiting Chris Lindell in Minneapolis. Arms wide out.
So we don't have a wide enough shot here to catch. So we got half your arm. So let's while we're at it, talk a little bit about branding.
Yeah.
What are you learning?
I'm learning that Chris has invested so much money in his branding that I'm so far behind. Like driving around Minneapolis, it's pretty much all you see is this everywhere. And the number of people that are aware of Chris and his organization, the branding, the housing, the messaging behind everything that he's doing, it's a little daunting when you realize that I'm so far behind you.
But I don't.
It's true.
That's a humble approach.
I need more intel on what Chris is doing.
I go to Nashville and I feel the same way. Gary's everywhere.
Trying to be Chris.
So how do you make the, you know, right now with all of the marketing and branding you've got going on, how do you make decisions on where to go from here with everything going on in the world and the industry?
I usually call you. No, I mean, I think that's the beauty of our relationship, our friendship over the years, and with Justin, that we always bounce ideas off everything. And I usually wait 2 years until Chris and Justin have got it figured out, and then I follow along and let them do all the hard work, and then just come in and like the cavalry at the end and steal all the good ideas. But for us and for me, it's, you know, I think we've all had ideas that we thought were going to be amazing, and then they fail. But then you come up with another idea that you think's amazing, and that fails. But then you come up with something. So I didn't come up with it. The agency came up with it, the whole don't sell without the intel.
Uh-huh.
And initially, you know, we didn't want to put that on billboards because even you said, oh, you don't want to have don't sell on the billboard. But now we've used it on radio for so long and TV, that people understand that the don't isn't a negative. It's don't sell without the intel. So we got that on the billboards now, and that's really hammering home. And so the next TV commercial that we've done, I think that's, you know, everybody says take it to the next level, but I think it's about to go to the next level with branding me with the word intel.
Yeah, for sure. So I've got an interesting thing here today that I want to ask you about, because, you know, creating brands obviously is not easy, but one of the things that we've seen in our organization, you've seen as well, is that your agents are able to build a really big personal brand off of all of the branding that you're doing.
Yeah.
So,
sure.
So what have you seen? Like, what have you seen from your agents that really lean into, you know, you mentioned don't sell with the intel, obviously, you know, you're everywhere there. Like, how does that benefit them?
Well, I think we were talking about it earlier on this morning that it's a symbiotic relationship, right? So we're, without the agents working with us together, we're generating a lot of branding and lead generation, but we need somebody to actually work on that for us. So, but together, but I've always said to the agents, you know, if you're in your neighborhood and your next door neighbor is Mrs. Smith, and then she approaches you as the agent and says, hey, thinking about selling our house, that Mrs. Smith then says, you're still on the Gary team, right? Still right. On with the Ashton Real Estate Group, because right. that's the value that they see. They know that if they're going to list with you know, Chris on the team, but they see the value of the branding, then they know that when you list it, it's under the umbrella of the Ashton Real Estate Group or the Chris Lindell team. And so they see the value of that. So that enables the agents on our team to develop that personal business, which is really an extension of what we're doing as a team. So the agents are seeing the value of that, I think, all that. Sometimes they don't realize the value because
it's sometimes hard to quantify.
Yeah, because we've been doing it for years. And I say that you know, Budweiser sells a lot of beer, but they're continually advertising because it's still reinforcing that brand and that association so that people still feel good about drinking Budweiser. And it's the same thing with what we're doing. Is like, you're advertising for years and years and years, creating that subliminal association with selling real estate so that when they do want to sell a house, they go, oh, we need to use the Ashton Real Estate Group. Oh, we need to use Chris Lindell because we've seen them there. They're consistently in the market. They're consistently selling billions now of dollars of real estate. So you want to be working with somebody who you trusted and you're somebody that's invested in that brand and they have, what does Deborah always say? They know you, they love you, and they trust you.
Yeah,
and that's
right.
And you build that up over a number of years. So even though some of that business might be repeat business for the agent, it's really the subliminal association with the brand that I think. And that's it, you know, it's a two-way street. Without them doing a good job of the agents creating that relationship, you know, we wouldn't have a repeat business. But the branding that we're doing really helps to cement that relationship.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think you meant we all create brands and continue to market for trust with the consumers and the benefit that the agent has to that. And I think one of the things that we've seen is the compound effect, right? Of bringing in a super talented agent in connection with our brand. You just watch the growth is, I mean, I've seen so many success stories in your organization. I've seen them in ours as well, where an agent that was, you know, was doing okay, or maybe struggling a little bit, obviously with the market changes, and they come in and they just go skyrocket.
Well,
it's like rocket fuel.
I think we were talking about this earlier on. It's, you know, it's a overused analogy, but it's teamwork. But if somebody is really good at what they do, if they don't have the right tools, you know, they're only going to go so far. Like you can only, we always talk about cars with Justin. So you have a Ferrari that looks fantastic, but it's got be careful here. It's got a Ford engine in, but it doesn't have the capacity to reach the potential that the Ferrari has. So you're in that Ferrari driving around looking good, but you're only doing 50 miles per hour. Until you put the right tools in, the right engine, the right fuel mix, the right, you know, the guys, the engineers that know what they're doing, that's when you can really achieve your potential. And I think that's what people do when they come to the team, that all of a sudden they've got the tools, they've got the training, they've got all the resources that now they can actually realize their potential because of what you're providing.
Yeah, that's spot on. And another thing that, you know, I've been fortunate to know Gary for a long time, number one RE/MAX team in the world.
In the world.
He's got it. That's the way he says that's a signature. It's a signature.
It's because I'm from England. And when I hear Americans say world, it always sounds like world. And it's, you need that echo, world, 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 world.
Yeah. And I think, what I've seen, and this is sometimes another thing that, you know, agents in general take for granted is the amount of collaboration that Gary and I do with you know, others that are at the top of their game. I mean, we mentioned Justin and Calgary, and the things that we're able to bring back to our organization, right? I think about, like, you know, everyone always says, talks about the, you know, closest five people that you spend time with and you become a product of that and everything else. Our agents effectively get that same benefit from all of the 100%. Collaboration that we're doing. They're part of that as well. And sometimes agents don't recognize the amount of information and things that they have in front of them.
No. And the other thing is, like, I go up to see Justin and I see what he's doing up there and I go, he's way ahead of me. Good grief. And then I come and see you and I see everything here. I was like, good grief. So the agents then value, they get the value out of that because you're always pushing me. Justin's always pushing me. I'm happy to kind of relax and watch you guys. And then after a while I go, I guess I'm going to have to catch up a little bit here. But that's the inspiration is from you and Justin and everybody else in our circle, you know?
And what's neat about that is that that goes right at the same level with all of our agents. Like our agents then get the same feel inside our organization, right? They want to get just, you know, the competitive drive of like, hey, no one wants to get left behind. So we bring this information and things that we're seeing from the front lines and the trenches.
Yeah.
And then our agents have the benefit. And what you would say is they have the intel.
Yes.
So going into an appointment, you know, it's like the videos and things that we share from the things we're learning with our agents, they're getting access to information that other agents in other real estate brokers around the country just simply don't have access to.
Oh, no. And I'm sure you have this every now and again. We'll have somebody that gets to a point where they feel like they need to go out and do it on their own, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just this morning, we had somebody that's coming back because they realize, how do you tell somebody how much value you bring when that's all they've ever known?
Yeah.
And then they go out, they go to another brokerage that's promising them everything, that's really saying, why would you do this for Gary? You need to do it for yourself. And when they get there, all of a sudden that support's gone.
Yeah.
And they don't realize how valuable that support is. And that's when they come back. And then they're like the biggest ambassadors. So we see that over and over again where people kind of, you know, and they leave on good terms.
Yeah.
So we welcome them back in. And yes, it's hard to know what you don't have until you don't have it.
Yeah, it's like the grass is greener, and yep. Then all of a sudden you get to the other side and you realize the grass isn't quite as green. And, you know, one of the other things that I've seen with all of, you know, the things that are going on in the world is when agents are thinking about leaving, a couple of things that they don't put value on are knowledge, right? It's hard to measure that, right? So mm-hmm. when you've only been in, you know, think about a lot of real estate agents that have only been in one spot,
right?
It's hard to measure what information am I getting and what's the value on it? And what's the value of the community, the culture, and the people around me? And so, you know, the conversations I've had, I mean, we have a lot of agents that join our organization, and every once in a while someone leaves. And a lot of times they put zero value on all of those things. Like, and it's so difficult because, like, well, you know, a lot of people look at, you know, the tangible things that are easy to measure, like lock boxes and signs and websites and apps. But the collaboration of us and the things that we've learned in the masterminds and the networks that we get to be a part of are at such a high value that a lot of the agents don't know how to value those things or what questions to even ask. It's like it's like handing them a P&L and saying, hey, I want you to look at this P&L from everything that you're getting from this business right now. They won't even know how to measure it.
So I'll give you an analogy that I like, because I like analogies. So for the music, you know, I'm from Nashville, so I'm a drummer in the band. But if you take the agent as being the front facing, that's like the lead singer. So if the lead singer starts to get, like, in music we call it LSD, it's like lead singer disease, because they start getting an elevated ego, but they don't realize the fundamental support that the band is. You know, the bass player plays really well with the drummer, plays really well with the guitarist. So it's the combination of the team, and then the lead singer starts getting a little bit elevated, and then they leave, and all of a sudden they go, well, this isn't the same without my drummer and my bass player. And all of a sudden everything starts to fall apart. And that's how I feel like what we're doing with the teams is we're providing that foundation. We are the backing band, as it were. And we're making that agent be the lead singers, because they're the ones that's going out and talking to the public all the time. But once you remove that support, things start to crumble a little bit.
Yeah. And it's such a collaborative thing. And I've never heard the lead singer disease. Obviously I don't have a background in music, which I know you do, but I think how often you see that lead singer that at some point no longer puts value on the rest of the band, the manager, the structure, and they go out and start a solo career. And every once in a while, one really knocks it out of the park.
Phil Collins did okay.
Right. I mean, like a Justin Timberlake. I mean, there's some other examples of ones that have done super well, but most really don't get to that next level.
But you'll see, even with the music, you'll see that they'll come back and they'll rejoin the band and they'll go, now it feels good again. You know, you may not be the best drummer in the world, but there was some connection.
Like
the
synergy.
The band all works together. Everything gels, and that's sometimes doesn't work when you go out on your own.
Awesome. Any final thoughts?
I just need to get myself one of these studios. I could be in there all day just playing around. This is amazing. No, like I said, you've been an inspiration for me over the years, and that's never stopped. So thank you for continually pushing me, even though I want to go into retirement early. But yeah, when you come back here, and then you all of a sudden you go, I've got to get back into it.
It's super energizing. I feel the same way about you. It's super energizing to be around successful people. And I think that's what both of our organizations have with all of the employees, staff, agents. It's just,
and the thing is, we all know that it's not me. I keep saying it's, you know, I'm the front facing maybe, but you know, we've got Deborah, who's contribution is so massive. We've got Scott, we've got everybody in the organization. So it's the same analogy, you know, we're all part of a band.
Yes.
And without the support of the band, then you're just a guy that, you know, imagine singing with no band. That doesn't sound very good.
It's like playing, you know, football with, you know, you're the quarterback and there's no one else. You know, you're one against 11.
Exactly.
It just doesn't work. Yeah. Yep. The power of the team is so critical. And I think that
the power of the team.
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah. The power of the team.
Hashtag
and a team for the team. And the team for us too is not just, you know, inside of our organization, but it's also, you know, having great friends like Gary that we get to learn from and bring that back, that the team is
bringing, you know, that intel.
That's it. Bringing the intel. All right. Well, thanks, GA.
Thank you.
This is good.
All right.
Thank you for listening. If you know another real estate agent that needs to hear this right now, please, my friends, screenshot this episode, post it on social media, and tag three of your friends. If you really want to give me a personal thank you for this episode or for this podcast, please leave me a 5-star review on your favorite podcast platform. And also leave comments, leave a note. I read all of them and I just love hearing all of the positive feedback about our podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I'm super excited to continue to be on this journey with you. Let's go, my friends.